Today is Tuesday, November 19th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The CDC and World Health Organization are warning against spiking levels of measles worldwide, as well as here in the U.S. The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2024 drug take-back collection. Wisconsin collected 55,493 pounds of unwanted medications this fall. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,312,654 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,472,805 pounds and California with 1,428,799 pounds collected. Nationwide, since inception, 19,200,440 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. The DEA leads two drug take-back days a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. DOJ partners with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to organize and promote drug take-back throughout Wisconsin. Drug take-back provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. While Drug Take-Back Day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take-Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. The boyfriend of Elijah Vu's mother is pleading not guilty in the boy's death. 3-year-old Elijah was the subject of a months-long search in and around Two Rivers that began when he went missing in February and ended when his remains were found in September. Jesse Vang, and responsible for Elijah's care when he was reported missing and is charged with repeated physical abuse of a child, causing death and hiding a corpse. Vang and his attorney appeared via Zoom at his arraignment hearing in Manitowoc County Court. He's due back in court in March. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in his death. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison's drop-off point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. As winter approaches and before colder temperatures set in, now is the perfect time to plan and be prepared for the upcoming season. To help encourage everyone to be winter ready, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Being aware of weather conditions is essential for being prepared. The National Weather Service and other reliable local sources will have forecast information to inform you of potential inclement weather. Recently, the National Weather Service simplified their cold weather terminology. Windchill watches were renamed to an extreme cold watch, windchill warnings were renamed to an extreme cold warning, and windchill advisory was renamed a cold weather advisory. Tim Halbach said, "These changes are part of a nationwide effort to simplify the amount of hazard headlines the National Weather Service has." Extreme cold temperatures can be dangerous for many people, leading to cold-related illnesses and injuries, such as hypothermia and frostbite. There are 45 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2023 to 24, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. According to that data, there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations in the state due to cold-related illnesses. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it's important to follow extreme cold warnings and minimize time outdoors, including pets. If you have to be outside, dress for the weather and make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Call 211 or visit 211wisconsin.communityos.org to find local warming centers and free winter clothing outlets. Finally, take precautions to avoid slips, trips, and falls in icy conditions and snow shoveling injuries. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it is important to reduce outdoor activities for your family, including your pets. Make sure you wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing instead of a single heavy layer. Outerwear should be tightly woven and water-repellent. Make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk. It is also important to know the signs and symptoms of frostbite and hypothermia. Ice and snow on the roads are a major threat to drivers throughout the state, causing thousands of motor vehicle crashes each year. Preliminary data from the Wisconsin State Patrol shows 9 people were killed and 2,262 were injured in the state last winter from crashes involving winter road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free website and mobile app that provides traffic and route-specific information. It is important to check 511 Wisconsin before you drive. To learn more about traffic information or check out hundreds of traffic cameras statewide, people can access the mobile-friendly website at 511wi.gov. At home or in your car, winter emergency kits should include items such as food, water, a flashlight, and batteries and blankets. In your vehicle, include a snow shovel, extra gloves and hats, cell phone charger, and kitty litter or sand to help give your wheels traction on icy roads if your vehicle gets stuck. To prepare for winter storms, stock up on additional supplies and have a plan for what to do if you lose power at home. Plan for extra batteries and other alternative power sources for your needs, including power banks or a generator. Keep generator safety in mind while it is in operation to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and other hazards. Generators should be used outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home. Follow manufacturer's instructions carefully. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season.